The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you with us today. And we hope that our program is a blessing to you. We're going to be in John chapter 7 as we consider God's Word today. Go check out our website at considerhisword.org. You can write to me there, or we'd love to hear from you if you just would like to write to us or maybe help out this broadcast. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In John chapter 7, there is an event that happens that I'd like for us to take a look at today. And this message may take a week or two. I'm not sure yet. We'll just kind of see how it goes. But it's going to take some setup. Now, I want to begin reading in John chapter 7 and starting in verse 37. Now, Jesus was in the area around Jerusalem. He had been speaking. Many had heard Him speak. Now, notice we're early in the chapter of John, just chapter 7. And so the Bible says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Had not the scripture said that Christ cometh out of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him." It seems like almost every time that Jesus spoke, there was some kind of a division. And we see that kind of division here. There were some that were convinced that he was the Messiah, or in this case, that prophet. Now, in many Bibles, the word prophet is capitalized. Now, who is this prophet? Who could they be talking about? Some said he is that prophet. Well, that prophet was promised by Moses way back in the book of Deuteronomy. As Moses was rehearsing the law again, telling really a new generation what God had said, what the law was, he told them then, he said, one day there'll be a prophet come much like me. And he said, you listen to him. And so from that time, they would look for the prophet that Moses was talking about. And some were convinced that this was the prophet that Moses was talking about. Others were convinced that this was the Messiah, the chosen one of God, the anointed one, that the Father would send to the world to bring salvation, to save people from their sin. So on these, they were somewhat agreed that he was from God, and that probably, I think, they were believing on him as Jesus had said. We're going to come back to that. So I think some believed, but some doubted. Some were like, I don't know, how can this be? Some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Had not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? Well, apparently they didn't know that Jesus came out of Bethlehem. Certainly his family came down from Nazareth, but to fulfill the scripture, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Now, apparently they didn't have this background information on Jesus. And so they would see Jesus as coming from Galilee. In fact, he would make many trips back and forth between Galilee and Judea. And they thought, and we're saying here, this can't be the Christ. He's from Nazareth. Remember, I think it was Nathanael that had an issue with that. When Jesus was calling him to be a disciple, he said, "Does anything good come out of Nazareth?" Well, certainly he did come out of Galilee. So you had kind of people here that were a little skeptical. They just weren't quite sure. But then you had some that wanted to take him, who did not believe him. Some wanted him dead. You go down to verse 44, it said, "And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him." And what it means, they would have taken them. I think that they would have taken them first to the Sanhedrin and then perhaps to be tried in some way, breaking the law and maybe even then accused of a death penalty. Where it says that some of them would have taken him, now the Bible gives us a little bit of background on who these people were. And so we have to go back a little bit, but before I get to that, I do want to go back to what Jesus was saying, because he was saying something very different. He said, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow living waters." He said, "Believe me," just like he had told Nicodemus, the ruler that came to Jesus by night, by the lady at the well. He told them, "Believe in me." And when he talks about these living waters, he's talking about how the Spirit of God would indwell us and empower us and help us. And so this was very strange language to these people. And they began to go back even before this. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit. They had been hearing Jesus say some things, and so they went to the Pharisees, in a sense, to complain. We go back to verse 31. It says, "And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which he has done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him." Now, these officers, I would think of them as like sheriff deputies or something like that, officers of the Sanhedrin, of the temple. And so they sent people specifically to go down and to take Jesus. And so they were there and they were listening. Now, when they came back, we go over and see what happened. We go continuing John 7 down to verse 45. When they came back, it says, "And the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, why have you not brought him? And the officers answered, never a man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are you also deceived?" They thought maybe they had heard the message and believed themselves. But they're saying, no man ever spake like this man. I've often wondered what it would be like to hear Jesus speak audibly, to hear him speak at the Sermon on the Mount. I was able to visit the Mount of Beatitudes one time, and we had someone read the Sermon on the Mount, but it was a Jesus. Can you imagine hearing his voice echoing in that valley, down on the banks of the shore of the Sea of Galilee? Or maybe when he was speaking in the upper room with the disciples and kind of a quiet, I think, gentle voice as he spoke to them about when he would come again. Remember when he said, you believe in God, here we go again, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Can you hear him? Imagine hearing him say those words. You realize that this was the same voice that spoke the world into existence when he said to the world and created heaven and earth. He spoke them. He said, let there be, and there was. Would his voice have been soft? I know sometimes it was loud, because sometimes he would speak to thousands. And so sometimes he had to have a loud voice. Now, I wonder here, you know, I don't know, and I'm just kind of speculating if there was some kind of a miracle that when he spoke, people could hear him without a sound system, without any amplification. I don't know. I wonder if that would have been possible. Would his voice have been gentle? Would it have been like a bass voice? We don't know. But you know, one day we will hear. Now, these men heard him, and their lives were changed. When they heard not only what he said, but when they also heard his voice, they came back to the Pharisees with the message, never a man spake like this man. We have not ever heard anybody speak like this. Now, they had heard speakers. And when he spoke, it was different. There was something that was different than all of the other speakers, many who had tried to rile up crowds, maybe. When the Pharisees were up trying to promote themselves and their pride, when they would call people together to hear them pray or to see them bring an offering. But boy, when Jesus spoke, it was different. And I believe we can hear God's voice still today. You remember Jesus said in John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. But we hear a voice of an inner voice. I don't believe that we hear the audible voice of Jesus like they would have heard. And I have a feeling that it wouldn't matter who they sent, whoever these soldiers were, wherever they came from, whoever they were. I think anybody would have come back with this same statement that nobody ever spake like this man spake. Talking about believing him, about rivers of water, about all of these things. And yet it was different. And because of his voice, I think this is what caused them to think that maybe he was that prophet or that he was the Messiah, that they would recognize the voice of God. They would recognize the voice of Jesus Christ coming from God, that he was from God. Something about his voice. And think about this. You know, his voice had to be a perfect voice. You know, there are many that they hire that have a radio voice. I don't think I have one of those. Or they have a voice for television or something like that. God gives people voices to sing. But Jesus had a perfect voice. Perfect. So when they went to hear him and they stood in the crowds and they heard the people divided and they came back to report, their report was, never a man spake like this man. Immediately the Pharisees thought that maybe they had believed him too. And there was some argument then about hearing Jesus and about bringing him in and listening to what he had to say. We're going to be talking about that voice in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.